USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Socialism for rich people. That's what Speaker Pelosi and Senator Sanders have sketched out.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky speaking on the Senate floor. The Kentucky Republicans saying there's no realistic path for $2,000 checks. California Highway Patrol beginning its maximum enforcement period for New Year's Eve tonight to ensure all drivers can usher in 2021 safely. PIO for the CHP, Josh Ogilby, saying officers will be joining with local law enforcement throughout the state to keep impaired drivers off the road and help stranded motorists.
We partnered with the National Traffic Safety Administration and nine western states to form the Western States Traffic Safety Coalition.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Good news if you're one of those struggling to find employment during the pandemic.
Unemployment Aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now that President Trump's signature is on the $900 billion stimulus bill, the Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As we head into 2021, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is cybersecurity. In December, a massive computer breach allowed hackers to spend months exploring numerous U.S. government networks and private company systems around the world. Cybersecurity expert Lisa Garber saying,
hopefully the next administration and the one after that will start to get a bit more specific as to what the United States policies will be.
Garber also saying on Fox News, the hackers only have to be right once. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
As we take a look back at some of the top coronavirus stories of 2020, the first reports of the respiratory virus began circulating just before the new year. It was mid-March when the first major outbreak of coronavirus took place in a Seattle-area nursing home. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee dealt with the first outbreak.
And we also know that an increased risk of rapid spread of COVID-19 among persons who are living in congregate settings, such as long-term care facilities, and most residents of long-term care facilities are at increased risk of this virus.
Nations around the world struggle to find balance between protecting the health of their citizens and protecting their wallets. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom was one of the first to announce a statewide stay-at-home order on March 19th.
That we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home. That directive goes into force and effect this evening, and we are confident that the people of the state of California will abide by it.
California continuing with some of the most restrictive lockdowns, yet the cases have still not subsided in the state. The San Antonio Spurs have the first woman to serve as an NBA coach during a regular season game. Assistant coach Becky Hammon filling in last night after head coach Greg Popovich was kicked out in the first half of the Spurs game against the Lakers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.